The radio show for International Brussels. You have found the bulletin on Bruz. Here is something called Brussels Explained, which the bulletin was involved with last year. It's back this year in a digital version every Wednesday evening throughout September. Selma Franson is the organizer. She joins us on Zoom now. So in my terrible Dutch, this was originally called Moeilijke Dingen Makkelijk Uitgelegd.
Yes, so indeed, Brussels Explained is the Brussels edition of Moeilijke Dingen Makkelijk Uitgelegd.
That's better.
And it's the concept is quite simple. It's we invite experts to explain a complex topic in 10 minutes. And with Brussels Explained, it's about topics related to Brussels. And there are lots of complicated things that have something to do with Brussels. So there's enough material.
So how was the first one back in, I think it was October last year? What was the response like?
Well, gosh, it's hard to imagine now, but back then we had, I think, 120 people attending. And it was really interesting. It was great fun. We talked about how does the Belgian educational system work? Is Brussels a boring city? We talked about different really interesting things. So it was great.
So tell us about this next edition. What has changed? How are you doing things differently?
Well, what has changed is, of course, normally we would have 5 speakers in a room with an audience, and that is not possible at the moment. And because watching an event online for an hour is kind of tiring, we've decided to do it a bit differently and shake things up. And so we have 1 speaker every week on Wednesday at 7:30. And this person will explain in 10 minutes a difficult subject that has to do with Brussels. And then people watching through Facebook Live can ask questions in the comments.
So the first session is this coming Wednesday. It's someone who will be familiar to Bruz readers, and it's a very topical issue as well. Tell us about this Wednesday session.
This Wednesday it will be Bruz journalist Yasmijn Post. She's going to talk about COVID policy during the second wave. And she's going to talk about whether citizen participation could have strengthened the public trust. I think many people felt that there were like lots of rules and regulations that they didn't always understand and they didn't have a say in. So she will look at how citizen participation could have made a difference.
And you've got a former organizer of Belgian Pride coming up soon as well.
Yes. That is on Wednesday the 16th. That's Alain Le Brun, and he's going to talk about the Belgian Pride and mostly, of course, Pride in Brussels. When did it start? And how is it today?
So Brussels Explained starting this Wednesday and then every Wednesday evening thereafter. Just remind us the details of where you sign up. Do you have to sign up? How it all works?
Well, you can find it on Facebook. It's organized by Curieus, De Buren and The Bulletin. So you can watch it on either Facebook page. It's on Facebook Live. You can also watch the videos at a later point. And there will be a podcast, which all these 3 organizations will be distributing.
And if you missed any of those details, just go to thebulletin.be. You will see an article there all about Brussels Explained. And you can follow the link to register from there. Bruce.